Today is March 12, 2024. It's a Tuesday, and I'm your host. My name is Sean. Oh, yeah, it's 8:08 a.m. I forgot to put that in there. So it's early in the morning right now.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. Pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I paid it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. Today I'm going to talk about my situation because it is a kind of a reflection of what child support does, and it's the reason that I even have this podcast to begin with. Right now, like since 2017, my child lives in the foreign country of Greece. I'm still on the hook for every month paying child support $300. That child never contacts me. Like, when Father's Day comes, I think it's like around June 1st or so, somewhere around there. I don't even know. But when it comes, they're 7 hours ahead. So 2 days before Father's Day in the U.S., I don't think they have Father's Day in Greece. Then I, you know, the only contact I have with him is through Skype chat. So 2 days before Father's Day, I let him know that Father's Day in America is 2 days from now, and to please contact me. I do this every year. He never contacts me. I think the last time we chatted was like in 2019, I think. I don't even know. But anyway, so month after month, I paid $300 because if I don't pay that $300, the way that America looks at people that have a child support order that don't pay child support, they are frowned upon. That does not matter that my child lives in another country. There's a lot of things that don't matter. But if I don't pay my child support and I don't have an underlying order that says that I'm not supposed to pay child support anymore, then I am looked at like a lawbreaker, and they start by sending you a letter, which they get paid for. The state child support agencies get paid from the federal child support agency. The federal government has their own child support agency, and they fund these people. So the money that you pay every month does not matter. It does not go to child support at all. And maybe the fees, if you pay a fee, that goes to child support, but that is very little that compared to the real money that they make. So, for example, the way that I think about it is a dollar for dollar reimbursement. So, like, if let's say the child support says that I didn't pay my $300 payment, they get paid for the federal government $300 for enforcing that action. Now, does that have anything to do with what I pay every month? Very little. Like, what I pay every month goes directly to the other parent. In this case, in my case, it's the mother. And the reason why I know that is because I don't remember. I think it was 2015. We did mandatory disclosure because, you know, she's just retarded. You can completely negate mandatory disclosure if you just fill out a form, or you can even type up the form yourself, and both parents have to sign it, I guess, have it notarized or whatever. I don't even know. But you can negate that. But she's just so retarded. She did it anyway. Because she did it, as soon as she does it, if I don't do it, then I'm the bad guy. And then her lawyer at the time, he told the judge that they sent me mandatory disclosure and I haven't responded. I look like the bad guy. I didn't say anything. But the reason why that happened was because I just got their paperwork and just was notified the day before court. And the judge freaked out about that. And he said that if I don't have my paperwork to them, he told me, he told me not even what was in the statute for mandatory disclosure. He made up his own stuff. It was like 3 years of tax returns and 3 months of bank statements. He made a whole bunch of crap. Anyway, we traded that information. So what I did, I was working at the time in Clearwater on Gulf to Bay Boulevard, and the company that I worked for had multiple huge printers, and I worked the night shift. So those rooms, there was pretty much always nobody in there, and I could send a print job to it right from my computer. But anyway, so I walked over there and I scanned it in, and it put it in this little tight PDF, and then I emailed it to myself, and then I went back to my desk and emailed it to myself again, or I put it up in the cloud. I don't even know what I did with it. But anyway, so I look through it all the time, and I don't want to look through it paper by paper because that takes forever. So I scan it in, so I'm looking at it as a PDF, and I'm scrolling down, and I'm seeing the payments that come out of my check every month, literally, that get deposited into her account every month. And it is what I think is that her lawyer at that time had somebody, or knew somebody, had a relationship with somebody in the child support office. And for that reason, to this day, I don't pay a fee. Like a lot of other people, they pay their child support, and then they pay the child support has a $4 fee. I don't pay that. I was ordered to pay $300, and that is it. So I send $300 every month to the child support agency, and then I take a picture of it, make a record, because the way it is in Florida, I don't know about other states, but in the state of Florida, child support is a program of the Florida Department of Revenue. I always paid my payment for $300 every month. I paid it through some way to pay. So it created a record, and it also, the money just disappeared for 2 days. It didn't come out. It came out of my account, and then 2 days it was gone. I literally could not see it. And then it would get credited to the child support account. So for 2 days, it just disappeared. I have no idea what it did. That's the way child support is. If you don't like it, too bad for you. Anyway, so one time, I didn't know, I thought it was they were like any other business. I think I reversed the bank accounts. I gave them the wrong bank account or something. But so, the way that it always works is that, you work out the NSFE if there is one for your bank, and then you correct the problem and make sure that the money is there, and then they take it. It's not like that with the child support agency. They tell you that in order to make your payment in the future, you have to do it from this other link, and it costs 10% for every time you make a payment. So that equals $330. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm just not. I was ordered to pay $300. My kid never talks to me. So that's it. So from, I think that was 2021 May. So from then on, so now I post to them, I send it USPS, and I take a picture of the money order that I got in the stamped envelope, and then I write down exactly what day it was and what time of the day and how much it was sent. It was sent via USPS, and then I deposit it in the it's owned by AmScot because of the different color blue. It's a blue mailbox, and it's inside of every AmScot. It's owned by AmScot, But the post office actually has a key to it and comes there every day and empties it and takes the mail out of it. That's the way that works. So every single month I put that in there and I mail it to them. But the way that it works, I was never told about it. I just presumed because all the other places did this exact same thing. You know, you deal with the NSFE if there is one. And then you fix the problem, and then everything is fine after that. All you got to do is just pay money, which I hate to do. But anyway, so what happened was that payment disappeared. The money never came out. So then I got this letter from some collection agency in the state of Georgia. Now, they said they were notified. Now, I never elected to do business with them. They said they were notified from the Florida Child Support Office. Anyway, so they said they sent me a bill for $330. These people I don't even know. But because it was the child support, you know, because they put the child support agency in there. So I got the extra, came up with the extra $30, and then I put it in a money order and I sent it to them and I made a record of it. And that was that. So that cost me, you know, whatever the NSF was for my bank, and then $30 more for some company that I don't even have anything to do with. So I got this form I still haven't filled out from the Child Support Enforcement Office. So it got sent to me in snail mail. So that takes 5 days and I still haven't filled it out. And I was thinking that I was going to send it out U.S. mail, probably. When I get it filled out and I get it signed and everything, I'll make a record of it and then I'll send it in the U.S. mail. And the reason why I do that, I'm going to do that, I think, is because I need to attach a lot of pictures to it. And I don't know if they'll do that when I send it over. So I'm going to just send it in the mail instead. I have it on my computer. I've scanned it in. I just have not filled it out yet. Because I think they give you like 3 or 4 lines to show what has changed. And I need a lot more space than that because there's a lot of things that have changed since that order. I was thinking, like, I got notified one time that like only 30% of the cases that the child support agency actually like, they actually process, only 30% of them get something done. And I was thinking, like, out of all the times that I've been in child support court, my win ratio is like 0. I never win anything. But I think, like, one time I got them to see the credit that I have and issue $150 credit based on that. But it disappeared all of a sudden one day. I thought I had 6 months or 8 months left, and it just disappeared and started. They started charging me the full amount. So that I don't know what happened. But the thing is that whatever child support says, that's the way it is. That's how it's written into the law. They have the absolute power right now. It's written like that. They have the authority to do whatever they want, and they're backed by the court system. And of course, all the police stations, sheriff's offices throughout the nation. Child support enforcement in the United States especially is a big deal right now. And all the other states tend to copy what America does. If they don't copy exactly what they do, what America does, then they copied it about 90%. So I was thinking that, like, if I were to submit my paperwork to child support, if anything happens at all from this case, I think their 30% win ratio is way better than my win ratio. I was just thinking about that. And also, you know, like, I mean, like, anybody can just look at my case and figure out that there's a problem with it. So I'm hoping that that's what happens at the child support agency. But just because I look at it and everybody else can look at it and see that, you know, it's an extreme case and there should be no child support paid, the child support enforcement office does crazy things all the time. So I have no idea what they're going to do. Once I submit that completed paperwork to them, they can literally do whatever they want. They're the child enforcement office. So they can do something good. They can look at my case logically, or they can look at it lawfully. I think lawfully I should be in there also, but I'm not sure what exactly the criteria is that they're going to look at. I know that my case is extreme, and I really feel that they should let Greece take care of him. And not only that, we're not talking about a toddler here. We're talking about a kid that's 17 years old. So this year in 2024, in December, he is going to be 18. There's going to be no child support happening anyways. I was going to try to run out the clock on him, but I have to make decisions based on the income that I have right now. And based on that, this is what I need to submit that paperwork is what I need to do. I need to get that done. But there are a lot of other things in front of it. And you could say that what could possibly be in front of the child support office case? And to that, I would say that there should be nothing in front of it. That is very highly important. But there are things that trump that case, though. And anyway, I'm going to be paying, like it says on the Florida Child Support website, that once you submit that paperwork and they receive it, nothing happens to your case for 6 months. That's what they say on the website. So just because I submitted to them and they tell me that they receive it or received it, that does not mean anything. My $300 a month payment will not change till I have another judgment to send to the child support. Oh yeah, and once I get it from the judge, I have to send it also to the child support agency. It's the parent's responsibility, or the parent's lawyer, or whatever responsibility, to make sure that's done. So just because I have the judgment, I'm still going to be making payments until I get that judgment. And then once I get that judgment, I have a fax number that I use for child support, and I don't even know where I got it from, because everywhere that you look, there is no fax number. I mean, the child support agency office is completely technically driven, but when it comes to parents, they are archaic. They will not give you a fax number. I think I got it from the people that I chatted in with. I don't know. They have this chat thing, but it always says that they're offline. And then, like, they'll send you something in the mail. I mean, they're quick to send you something in the mail. And then when you receive that, there's a phone number on it. You call that phone number and you go through any of the options, and all the phone system does just route you around in a circle. There is no way to talk to a real human about your case. And on that recording, they tell you to go to, like, to the e-services, and it's like, I need to talk to somebody. I need to talk to, I remember I did talk to somebody. I think in 2010, I was able to talk to somebody. But anyway, the long and short of the story is that I'm going to have to come up with $300 and pay them every month, or my driver's license and everything will be suspended. It will be impossible for me to grow whatsoever if I don't pay that $300 every month until I get a new judgment. I don't even know if I'm going to get a new judgment. They might just keep everything how it is. They might raise it. They can literally do whatever they feel is necessary.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think.